I, Scott Walker,
do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
Wisconsin is open for business.
He is using this budget repair bill as an excuse to break our union.
What we're doing right now is not about using busing, not at all. It's about balancing our budget.
You have two very different worlds in this state. You've got a world driven by Madison and a world driven by everybody else out across the majority of the rest of the state of Wisconsin.
I think the governor thinks it's a Madison protest, and Wisconsin's a big state, and we have people from the northern part who are upset too.
David Koch has put together this bus.
You've got him taking crank calls.
I'm not going to allow one prank phone call to be a distraction from the reality is that we have a job to do here.
The Senate is now under a call of the House, and we will try to find the members who decided not to show up for work today.
I hope the Democrats are on vacation for a very, very long time.
You know, this is our space, and we don't want to be taken out of this space.
We are not equipped at the state capitol, nor with any state office building, to be a hotel.
All in favor will vote aye. All opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the roll.
Wow, Supreme Court's crazier than the legislature, apparently. It's hard to believe that it actually went down the way it's being described.
The overwhelming majority thinks that we have challenges, and we've got to recognize that we have challenges that we have to address.
Right now, we are enjoying our victory.
A funny thing happened to me on the way to my concession speech.
It is important to stress that this is not a case of extra votes. This is human error, which I apologize for.
Working people, when their backs are up against a wall, will go to rather extreme points to make good on something.
We, the people of the 32nd State Senate District of Wisconsin, hereby recall State Senator Dan Papanke.
Mother Nature seems to want Scott Walker recalled as well.
Have repeatedly said that requiring a photo identification to vote was a common sense solution.
People don't realize that there are people who don't have those documents, but it's true, they don't.
I've always believed that it's better to leave a job a little too early than a little too late, and that's how I feel today.
If you try to tax your way out of this problem, especially in this global economy, we will slow down our economy.
To me, that is pretty much lying. That's two-faced, that's dishonest, that's Paul Ryan in a nutshell.
I feel sorry for Herbster, or anybody that's getting a cut and losing their post office.
What do you see your responsibility for mitigating the carbon footprint of the mine?
It's not so much that we can't eliminate touching the environment, but we can minimize it.
6% of men definitely will carry a concealed weapon, and 6% of females will definitely carry.
You are winning the Super Bowl of workers' rights.
From Lombardi up to Lambeau, gotta see it.
The Lombardi Trophy coming back to Green Bay.